Burrows.
This is beyond anything I imagined.
Seven. A Horcrux.
It could be hidden anywhere, couldn't it?
You can rip the soul into seven pieces.
What if you did destroy each Horcrux?
It destroys Voldemort.
Just lied to me. Lied to me, Ollivander.
Oh! Going somewhere?
Nobody else is going to die. Not for me.
For you? You think Mad-Eye died for you? You think George took that curse for you? You may be the chosen one, mate, but this is a whole lot bigger than that. It's always been bigger than that.
Come with me.
I'll leave Hermione. You're mad. We wouldn't last 2 days without her. Don't tell her I said that. Besides, you've still got the trace on you. You've still got the wedding.
But I don't care about a wedding. I'm sorry, no matter whose it is, I have to start finding these Horcruxes. They're our only chance to beat him, and the longer we stay here, the stronger he gets.
Tonight's not the night, mate. We'll only be doing him a favour. Do you think he knows? I mean, they're bits of his soul, these Horcruxes. Bits of him. And when Dumbledore destroyed the ring, you destroyed Tom Riddle's diary.
He must have felt something. To kill the other Horcruxes, we have to find them. Where are they? Where do we start?
Sit me up, will you? It seems silly, doesn't it, a wedding? Given everything that's going on.
Maybe that's the best reason to have it. Because of everything that's going on.
Morning.
All together now. One, two, three. How's it looking, Yorick? Brilliant.
Bloody hell. What's the Minister of Magic doing here?
To what do we owe the pleasure, Minister?
I think we both know the answer to that question, Mr. Potter.
And this is?
Herein is set forth the last will and testament of Albus Percival Wulfric Brian Dumbledore. First, to Ronald Bilious Weasley, I leave my Deluminator, a device of my own making, in the hope that when things seem most dark, it will show him the light.
Dumbledore left this for me?
Yeah.
Brilliant. What is it? Wicked.
To Hermione Jean Granger, I leave my copy of the Tales of Beedle the Bard in the hope that she find it entertaining and instructive.
Mummy should read me those. The Wizard in the Hopping Pot, Babbity Rabbity in the Cackling Stump. Come on. Babbity Rabbity? No?
To Harry James Potter, I leave the Snitch he caught in his first Quidditch match at Hogwarts as a reminder of the rewards of perseverance and skill.
Is that it, then?
Not quite. Dumbledore left you a second bequest. The Sword of Godric Gryffindor. Unfortunately, the Sword of Gryffindor was not Dumbledore's to give away. As an important historical artifact, it belongs...
to Harry. It belongs to Harry. It came to him when he most needed it in the Chamber of Secrets.
The sword may present itself to any worthy Gryffindor, Miss Granger. That does not make it that wizard's property. And in any event, the current whereabouts of the sword are unknown.
Excuse me?
The sword is missing. I don't know what you're up to, Mr. Potter, but you can't fight this war on your own. He's too strong.
Hello, Harry. I've interrupted a deep thought, haven't I? I can see it growing smaller in your eyes.
Of course not. How are you, Luna?
Very well. Got bitten by a garden gnome only moments ago.
Gnome saliva is very beneficial. Xenophilius Lovegood, we live just over the hill.
Pleasure to meet you, sir.
I trust you know, Mr. Potter, that we at the Quibbler and like those toadies at the Daily Prophet fully supported Dumbledore in his lifetime and in his death support you just as fully.
Thank you.
Come, Daddy. Harry doesn't want to talk to us right now. He's just too polite to say so.
Harry Potter. Excuse me, sir. May I sit down?
Mr. Potter, by all means. Here.
I found what you wrote in the Daily Prophet really moving. You obviously knew Dumbledore well.
Well, I certainly knew him the longest. That is, if you don't count his brother Aberforth, and somehow people never do seem to count Aberforth.
I didn't even know he had a brother.
Ah, well, Dumbledore was always very private, even as a boy.
Don't despair, Elpheus. I'm told he's been thoroughly unriddled by Rita Skeeter in 800 pages, no less. Word has it that someone talked to her. Someone who knew the Dumbledore family well. Both you and I know who that is, Elpheus.
A monstrous betrayal.
Who are we talking about?
Bathilda Bagshot.
Who?
My God, boy, she's only the most celebrated magical historian of the last century. She was as close to the Dumbledores as anyone. Oh, I'm sure Rita Skeeter thought it well worth a trip to Godric's Hollow to take a peek into that old bird's rattled cage.
Godric's Hollow? Bathilda Bagshot lives at Godric's Hollow.
Well, that's where she first met Dumbledore.
You don't mean to say he lived there too?
The family moved there after his father killed those three muggles. It was quite the scandal. Honestly, my boy, are you sure you knew him at all?
The ministry has fallen. The minister of magic is dead.
Nice meeting you, Mr. Potter.
Kitty!
Go! Go!
Where are we?
Shaftesbury Avenue. I used to come to the theatre here with Mum and Dad. I don't know why I thought of it, just popped into my head. This way. I need to change.
Now they're ready.
Undetectable extension charm.
You're amazing, you are.
Always a total surprise. That'll be the books.
What about all the people at the wedding? Do you think we should go back?
They're after you, mate. We'd put everyone in danger by going back.
One's right. Coffee? A cappuccino, please. You?
What she said.
Same.
So where do we go from here? Leaky Cauldron?
It's too dangerous. If Voldemort really has taken over the Ministry, then none of your places are safe. Everyone from the wedding will have gone underground, into hiding.
Got my rucksack with all my things. I've left it at the Burrow. You're joking?
I've had all the essentials packed for days. Just in case.
By the way, these jeans, not my favourite.
Whatever this is, go! Leave!
Lock the door, get the lights. This one's name's Raoul. He was on the astronomy tower the night Snape killed Dumbledore.
This is Dolohov. I recognise him from the wanted posters. So what are we gonna do with you, eh? Kill us if it was turned around, wouldn't you?
If we kill them, they'll know we were here.
Ron.
Suppose you did Mad-Eye. How would you feel then?
It's better we wipe their memories.
You're the boss. Hermione, you're the best of spells.
Obliviate.
How is it then you were over there?
Maybe you still have the trace on you?
Can't be. Trace breaks at 17 is wizarding law.
What? You didn't celebrate your birthday, Harry. Ginny and I, we prepared a cake. We're going to bring it out at the end of the wedding.
Hermione, honestly, I appreciate the thought, but really, given the fact that we were almost killed by a couple of Death Eaters a few minutes ago?
Right. Perspective.
We need to get off the streets, get somewhere safe.